Live at CSUN 2010, this is Michael Off. Excited to catch up here again with good friend here, Jeremy Curry with GW Micro, talking about some new goodies that you have.
Yes, thanks for stopping by, Michael. We've got some new exciting stuff here. We've got a brand new VoiceSense QWERTY model. This is something that customers have been asking for a long time, about as long as I can remember. And it's very, very small. It's very, very durable. In fact, last night somebody we were having a reception and they were saying, well, you know, what does this really do that a netbook can't? Well, it can do a lot, but I held it above my head. I'm about 6'4", and I dropped it from about 7 feet, and it still worked. Nothing fell off of it. And I said, try doing that with a netbook and see what happens.
Much lighter than a netbook, actually. What does that weigh? Maybe about 12 ounces, maybe?
0.14 pounds. So it's super light.
0.14. Wow, I was off on that.
It's about maybe half an inch thick. It's got all the software the same as the Sense Note Takers, and as well as built-in Wi-Fi and built-in Bluetooth. And then one of the really exciting things is that we now have a built-in GPS receiver as well as a built-in electromagnetic compass. So what that means is you get everything in one unit. You can go out, you can have your GPS running from SenseNav, and rather than having to move to get a heading, let's say you're looking for a McDonald's, it says it's somewhere off to your right. You kind of turn that direction and we could say, oh, now the McDonald's is right in front of me. And it makes it a lot easier to navigate.
Very nice. And you have wireless with that B&G?
B&G, yes.
Okay.
Yep. Has also a built-in display to it. So for people who are low vision, they're able to see the display. Or if you're a teacher in a classroom, you're able to see the display as well. Some nice stereo speakers on it. And really the size, the footprint, just like all of our other hardware technologies, just incredible. So it's got comfort, but yet it's still very small.
Now, what operating system does that use?
It's running on Windows CE 5, and it does some things that the current Sense Note Takers don't do just yet, such as it supports Word 2007 documents now. Also, if you are an iTunes fan, just like the BookSense, it will also play iTunes files, the MP4, the M4A files as well, too. So it does quite a few things in that regard. And we also have another new product called the BookSense DS.
Yeah, now this is exciting because I mentioned 6 months ago, whenever BookSense 1.0 came out, I said someone needs to pick up on the idea that, you know, 1 in 8 people are totally blind. There's a good community of partially sighted individuals who will want a reading device, and I think you've accomplished that, right, with the DS. So talk about this product.
Yeah, I think there's a market there definitely for people with low vision, also learning disabilities. Basically does everything the current BookSense does. The buttons are a bit more defined, so it's also great for people with neuropathy. And it has a small display on it. It's actually not even an LCD display. It takes the technology from our SenseView Lite, which is the OLED technology, so it's bright even in sunlight. It's very easy to read. It's kind of like a white text almost, or a bright blue on a black background, so it's a high contrast. And then everything that's on that you hear on the BookSense is displayed on the screen. And then even if you're reading a document, it'll scroll. So if you're an LD student in a classroom, you could get different pieces of information, the speech, and be able to see it. So it'll help those with LD, or if you're low vision, it might be useful there. And even if you're totally blind and you maybe prefer the keyboard on this particular BookSense, you can turn off that OLED display so that you save battery power and nobody sees what you're doing. So you've kind of got all these different advantages all in one. It offers the same specifications as the XT minus the Bluetooth. So you kind of trade the Bluetooth for the display.
Yeah, now someone pointed out they thought it was a negative that it increased the price, but I would argue the opposite because you've increased the market.
I think that's true. We don't really have official prices yet on any of the new products just yet.
Oh, neither the VoiceSense or the BookSense DS.
Not just yet, because they're not yet shipping. It'll be a month or two here before they come out, and we'll be announcing pricing in the very near future.
Okay, well, let us know, and we will definitely let folks know of that information. WindowEye 7.2, you have in beta. Talk about what you're bringing new to the screen reader.
So we've got public beta 1 of WindowEye 7.2. It's got some enhancements to it, but its biggest claim to fame is that right now it's the first screen reader to fully support Office 2010, which, if everything goes as planned, will probably ship in June. So if you're going to be in a work situation where they're going to upgrade or you need access to Office 2010, it'll be able to use, you know, Word, Outlook, PowerPoint, Excel, any of the Office apps that people have come to know and love from Windowize. If you're currently a 7.0 user or newer, you can download the public beta and install it from our site at gwmicro.com. And that will be a free upgrade to our users. There'll be no cost. And then we're also still concurrently working on Windowize 8 at the same time. So we've got a couple different levels. We're staying up with the technology that's coming out. And then we're still working on the next full version of Windowize as well.
So any insights as to what 8.0 is bringing to the table? No?
You know, you'll just have to stay tuned and find out. I can kind of tell
time
you.
Time frame?
I hate to do time frames.
I didn't know if you meant summer conventions or, you know, any, just, or is it really maybe later this year? You just really can't say at this point.
I really just can't say at this point. It's tough. You know, if we say a date and we miss it, then we get some flack for that.
Exactly.
So it will do some things in browse mode, and we're looking at basically revamping all of that, as well as enhancing some other controls like UIA and IA2 and some of those types of things.
Yeah, some of the new stuff coming down the Aria. Yeah,
the stuff that may not mean a whole lot to people right now, but before they know it, it'll be part of their everyday lives.
Exactly, there's standards that the end user doesn't care about, they just want it to work.
Exactly.
So you make it work behind the scenes, that's what you want to strive for.
That's our goal, is to make it as easy and simple to use as possible.
Well, very good. Anything else here we want to cover?
You know, we still have all of our great Sense products. So if those of you who are out at CSUN, please feel free and stop by and see them. Also, one thing we've done this year is the BookSense DS and the VoiceSense QWERTY. We've got YouTube videos that also have descriptive audio with them. So you can go to youtube.com/GWMicro and check out those YouTube videos to be able to have both sight and sound for those who are interested.
That's a great idea. A lot of people don't know that you can pay and actually have an account at YouTube and get the benefit of showing your wares there, your products and services with videos. So
sure.
That's a great idea.
And for end users, this is something they can go to for absolutely free. So anybody can hop on over to our YouTube page and check this stuff out. So it's a great way. If you're not here at CSUN, you can still have access to hear about it.
And your booth number is, if anyone hears this?
Booth number 805.
805. So come by and check out GW. Thanks a lot. We'll look forward. Let us know about new prices on the VoiceSense and the BookSense DS, and when 7.2 is released, or when you're ready to do beta and 8.0, whatever's going on there.
You bet. Thanks for having us.
All right, thanks, Jeremy. Live from CSUN 2010, this is Michael Loff for the Serotalk blog and podcast and SamNet Radio.